3. Happy couples presented issues as joint problems and specific to one situation. Unhappy couples, on the other hand, presented issues as if they were symptoms of global defects in the partner's personality. As previously noted, Bob Levinson and I discovered that the ratio of positivity to negativity in a conflict discussion was predictive of what would happen to the relationship later. But we wondered if all negativity was equally corrosive. Studies showed that indeed there were 4 behaviors that were more corrosive than other negative behaviors, the aforementioned 4 horsemen of the apocalypse, criticism, defensiveness, contempt, and stonewalling. Partners in unhappy relationships saw it as their responsibility to help their partners become better people. They acted as if they believed that the problem in relationships is that we pair with people who aren't as perfect as we are. Then, it becomes our responsibility to point out to our partners how they can become better human beings. They need us to point out their mistakes. We expect them to be grateful to us for our great wisdom. In miserable relationships, our habit of mind is to focus on our own irritability and disappointment and to explain to our partners how they are responsible for these miserable feelings we have. Happy couples, on the other hand, presented issues by talking about what they felt and what they needed. They were gentle in the way they talked about their negative emotions. This was particularly true of women in happy relationships. For both men and women, there was a positive recipe for the partner to be successful with them. Their habit of mind was opposite of that of unhappy couples. They were not involved with the partner's mistakes, but rather noticed what was going right and appreciated it. These differences can appear small, but their implications are vast. Here's an example. If I am upset that my wife took up the whole dinner conversation talking about herself, I could say, "Julie, what is wrong with you?" The question people rarely answer by saying, "Oh, I am so glad you asked. Let me take a look. Oh, there is something wrong with me. You're right." And continue by saying, "You are so self-centered and selfish, you never think about others."